We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Police are searching for a stolen car in Brooklyn. A 7-year-old was in the vehicle at the time. Let's go live to our Al Jones.
Yeah, and Susan, child and 7-year-old still missing here. I'm standing at the corner of Rockaway Avenue and East 96th Street. And about two doors down is where a 28-year-old man told police that he pulled his vehicle up, left it running, unlocked, went into the store for something quick, and then somebody jumped into the vehicle and took off with not only his 2007 Acura MDX, but also a 7-year-old boy sitting in the back seat. And the vehicle's white in color, still missing, with still that child in the back seat. Police, of course, right here and throughout the neighborhood as their search is on for the white Acura and the child. Al Jones, 1010 Winds, live in Canarsie.
Good news for some New Jersey train commuters who use the Raritan Valley line. Your trip to New York's Penn Station is about to get a whole lot easier.
More than 23,000 daily riders take the Raritan Valley line on NJT. And for the last year, they've added nearly 30 minutes to their daily ride because of the installation of positive train control and a lack of engineers. Well, now, at least starting November 4th, off-peak riders will get that one-seat ride into Penn Station. Peak time will take a little longer. Here's Governor Murphy.
Complete fishing for applause on my part there. So this restoration will cover all 5 midday daily round trips and 3 of the 4 scheduled evening round trip trains.
Now, filling engineering slots has been a problem, but Governor Murphy says that also is inching forward. A new class, in fact, of engineers will graduate on Wednesday. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, for the governor here in Westfield.
Former Giants wide receiver Odell Beckham's facing a lawsuit over a crash in the Lincoln Tunnel. It was back in 2017 when Beckham got to use a brand new BMW for free, courtesy of Celebrity Motors. Well, he allegedly let his pal, Blake Anderson, get behind the wheel, and he promptly crashed the $100,000 vehicle. Now TMZ says Celebrity Motors Insurance Company is going after Beckham for close to $40,000 in damages. Play was stopped during yesterday's Game 2 of the American League Championship Series between the Yankees and Astros at Minute Maid Park. That's after a paramedic supervisor sitting in the Astros' dugout was hit by a foul ball. This was despite protective fencing. Jeremy Hyde was taken to the hospital and is said to be in stable condition. Blame Boeing, not the pilots. We are hearing from Sully Sullenberger, the pilot credited for the miracle on the Hudson, on the fatal crashes involving Boeing 737 MAX jets.
In an open letter to the editor of the New York Times Magazine, Sully criticizes a recent article where the writer concluded pilots were mostly to blame in those two deadly 737 crashes that killed 346 people. Sully says the flawed software designed for pilots created a, quote, death trap and should never have been approved by Boeing or the FAA. It comes as Boeing stripped its CEO Dennis Muilenburg of his chairman's title, the company says, so he can focus on getting those grounded 737 MAX jets back into service.
The planes have been grounded in the U.S. since March. Cops in West Windsor are looking into word that some guy tried to lure an 11-year-old into his car. The boy says it happened on Thursday as he was walking home in the Mews at Princeton Junction when the man pulled up alongside and asked him if he wanted any cards. The boy says he ignored him and kept on walking. It wasn't until Saturday when he told his dad about it. A police report was filed on Sunday. Cops are now looking for a man in his 20s driving a 4-door blue sedan. They're asking anyone else who may have had a similar experience to please come forward. The 75th Columbus Day Parade is today up Fifth Avenue, and our Carol DiOria is there.
At this parade, we honor ordinary Italians and Italian-Americans, as well as some really big names like Christopher Columbus and Mother Cabrini. Actually, she is now Saint Cabrini. Here at the parade, Governor Cuomo said he will see to it that a statue is erected in her honor. an Italian immigrant in the late 19th century.
She opened dozens of institutions, academic institutions, healthcare institutions. Mother Cabrini was the first U.S. citizen who was canonized.
Mother Cabrini was recently snubbed and left off the list of influential New York women. This was the 75th Columbus Day Parade, a demonstration of Italian pride. Carol Diori at 1010 Winds on Fifth Avenue.
A couple of states are celebrating their first Indigenous Peoples Day. That includes New Mexico and in Maine, which is home to four federally recognized tribes. Minnesota and Vermont have also done away with Columbus Day celebrations in deference to Native Americans. The federal holiday, however, remains in place. As we approach Halloween, the 30-hour coffin challenge is well underway at Six Flags Great Adventure in New Jersey. This is when folks lay in a fully covered coffin with only a small mesh hole so they can breathe. But that's not all. They also have to take part in games that include live bugs and some nasty food, and they're also subjected to distractions. Yeah, including a loop of that. Folks can leave the coffin for 13 minutes once every 3 hours to use the bathroom or their phone. The whole thing ends at 8:30 tonight. The top scoring contestant wins $600, two Six Flags gold passes, and two passes to the Fright Fest Haunted Maze. A Bronx woman is found murdered, and it appears it happened while her young children slept in the next room. It also appears she may have known her killer.
Luz Perez had just moved into this apartment at East 187th right off of Bathgate Avenue a few months ago to start her life over. Now, tragically, her life is over as police look to talk to her estranged husband, who's been showing up here anyway, according to neighbors, just a couple of weeks ago, allegedly using a lit cigarette to burn Perez in the eye. The 40-year-old found dead by her own children. They woke up from their first-floor apartment Sunday and then screamed for help when they found her. Here's some of the neighbors on the second floor.
We don't see any type of stuff like this happening. That's why it's kind of shocking.
Usually I come in from work like around 12 o'clock, so probably got to happen like in the morning time. I didn't hear anything.
Now, police have not named the estranged husband, but again, do say they're looking for him. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds. Here in the Belmont section of the Bronx.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.